Markets ended the week mixed, with the S&P 500 climbing to another all-time high amid key inflation readings and continuation of earnings. The latest US CPI print rose 3.4% year-over-year in July, in line with estimates and easing from 3.5%. A monthly gain was driven mainly by shelter, while energy costs fell. At the same time, US PPI data held flat in July against expectations for a modest rise. The latest University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey for August came in weaker than expected on all metrics, suggesting the U.S. consumer remains slightly under pressure. Looking at the week ahead, focus will be on Wednesday's FOMC minutes, with investors keeping an eye out for more detail from policymakers. The rates market is currently pricing in only a 30% chance of a hike in September. In the U.K., softer labour market conditions may be offset by firmer inflation, leaving the door open to additional BOE tightening later this year. And in China, retail and industrial activity will likely show further loss of momentum at the start of third quarter. On the earnings front, investors will get a fresh look at the health of the US consumer, with earnings from Walmart, Target, Home Depot, and Lowe's. Turning to South Africa, the latest data highlighted continued pressure on the domestic economy. The labor market weakened further in the second quarter, with unemployment rising to 33.6%, its highest level since second quarter 2022. June production also remained soft, with manufacturing declining 1.7% year-on-year and mining falling 4%. On the corporate front, Standard Bank delivered solid interim results, with an earnings beat highlighting the benefits of scale, diversification, and its strong African footprint. ShopRite also reported a strong trading update, with sales broadly in line with expectations and earnings ahead of forecasts. In the week ahead, focus turns to July inflation and June retail sales on Wednesday. Inflation is expected to ease to 4.5%, while retail sales are forecast to grow 2.3% year-on-year. On the results front, Absa, BHP, and Napier Rockcastle are due to report tomorrow. That's it for now. Have a great week.